Welcome back to Horizons.
Catherine Wiley, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Well, thank you very, very much, David, for inviting me down to Kerry. The last time I was in Kerry in person was with Bishop Murphy. That was a long time ago now. It'll be about maybe 15 years ago. I was delighted to be there, particularly as Kerry and Mayo have a running battle with the football.
Don't worry, I won't hold that against you. You're with the Catholic Grandparents Association.
I am, actually. Thanks be to God. I'm privileged to be the founder of the Catholic Grandparents Association, and I'm privileged to be the grandmother of 10 grandchildren from County Mayo, where I'm talking to you from this morning, Westport. I'm at the butt of the reek with pouring rain, but yes, I'm an Irish grandmother, and we started the Catholic Grandparents Association nearly 25 years ago. My other home for many, many years of my life was at the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham, where we lived. We lived in an old friary there. When we moved in, my husband wasn't a Catholic. We were the first Catholics in that house, in the friary, since the Reformation. So it was amazing, really, how environment affects you. How you'd never think that living in a place can affect you. Living in a community that has faith and a beautiful shrine nearby can affect you. So the grandparents' pilgrimage started in Walsingham with a very simple offering to our Holy Mother. I was there in the shrine on her birthday, and I was wondering what you could give her for a birthday present. And the thought came to me that pilgrimage to honor her mother and father, the grandparents of Jesus, would truly delight her. And so without further ado, and I didn't know much about it, I can tell you, we started the first grandparents pilgrimage in Walsingham nearly 25 years ago, actually, this year. And then it was great. It was wonderful. But I thought that this would really work in Ireland. And Ireland at the time was going through a hard time with all the scandals. And grandparents really were losing their confidence, because we're the generation that love our church and treasure our faith, and really it's automatic in us to want to pass it on. And we were finding that very difficult, felt many of us that we were failing. So we started the grandparents pilgrimage at the Shrine of Our Lady of Knock. And since that time, I can't describe, it's like it's organic, it just grew. The word went out from Ireland, from Knock. And so we asked Pope Benedict to write a prayer for us grandparents, because I couldn't find a prayer anywhere at all that was helping us and was recognizing our needs. And he did. That started the Catholic Grandparents Association. And Cardinal Sean Brady started that again at the Shrine of Our Lady of Knock in 2008. That's the beginning story of the way the Catholic Grandparents Association started in Ireland, with a pilgrimage to honour grandparents, all of them alive and dead, for all they had done for us down through the years, particularly with the transmission of the faith. But we then asked Pope Francis for a World Day for Grandparents, and we persevered, and again we prayed for a whole year. At the pilgrimage in Knock in 2017, we asked all the grandparents, over 5,000 of them in the Basilica, to pray that Pope Francis would grant us a World Day for Grandparents, that we could show our grandchildren a way forward, that we could show them that, just like the youth, we were worth listening to and copying. Archbishop Michael Neary, who was our patron, asked the congregation if we would pray for a year that Pope Francis would grant our appeal, because we really needed, we felt we really needed something. Everybody was focusing on the youth and how we would get the youth back into the church. But nobody was focusing on the grandparents who were passing on the faith and who needed help themselves. So the grandparents pilgrimage is more than an event. It's a moment of grace. It's a moment of grace for Ireland. And I think I just sort of told you why, really. It wasn't a courtesy. It was a recognition that grandparents are absolutely essential to fighting the loneliness and the secularization and the family breakdown we see today. So it was a cry in the dark, really, because we do know, grandparents do know, they have great insight, that we need all the help we can get to pass on our faith in this day and age. So Knock is where the miracle began. And now every year we return to thank God, to rally grandparents and to say, you are needed. You are really needed. Not because we're nice, because the church cannot pass on the faith without you. Our families cannot have the faith without us leading the way.
So you're putting out a call to action for Catholic grandparents to accompany you to Knock.
Yes, David, absolutely. I mean, the World Day for Grandparents, it's a tool for battle. So we know that there's two big events happening on that Sunday. There's the All-Ireland final up in Dublin in Croke Park, where they're all fighting for a goal. They're only fighting for a trophy. We're fighting for our grandchildren's souls. We're fighting because of what it means to us. We need to be together in Knock. We need that affirmation. Many grandparents feel invisible. But Pope Francis is shouting that it's your prayers, your stories, and your love. That's our goal. We're the church's secret weapon, and we have to work together. And God knows our priests and our bishops are doing the very, very best they can in a fairly barren field. So we need to be working together and walking together.
Catherine, when is this all taking place?
It's on July the 27th, and it starts at 2:30. Starts with the anointing of the sick. There's confession before, if you can make it down to Knock in time. If you can, we have the wonderful procession of all the children and the grandparents from all the different counties in Ireland. So if you have a flag from Kerry or anywhere near where you're listening, bring your flag, because anybody who's been to our pilgrimage at Knock knows of that incredible procession where all the children lead with their big yellow lollipops, telling grandparents how wonderful they are. So bring your grandchildren if you can. For people who walk in the parade and people who have disabilities or anything like that, we have reserved seating. So all they have to do is come up to the grandparents' office as you approach up on the right-hand side of the Basilica. We all start gathering there at about 2:15. We have Dana, of course, who comes every year, long before she was a grandmother, to sing Our Lady of Knock. And so Dana is always there, and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman, and she always stays behind and has photographs taken. Archbishop Francis Duffy, our own Archbishop, our own patron here in the West, he's the chief celebrant. And then we have little goodie bags for all the grandchildren who come. So they have a lovely little bag to take home with them with goodies and bits and pieces for their mothers and fathers and grandparents. It's live streamed, David, for anybody who can't make it. Knock is always live streamed at 12 o'clock. And if you're down in Kerry, maybe you could carpool. Make sure you ask the priest on Sunday and your bishop to announce it from the pulpit so that grandparents know. And then grandparents to remember that they are Ireland's living catechism. They have TikTok and they have social media and they have artificial intelligence, but you'll never ever get from social media what grandparents can offer you. You just will not get the warmth and the love and the prayers that they do so automatically. Grandchildren won't remember your Wi-Fi password, but they'll never ever forget how you prayed for them, and they'll never ever forget how you made them feel. Join us at Knock, and just we'll show the world that faith never ever grows old, and it never fades. And this is the year, the Jubilee year of hope. And there's one thing for sure, and I know this myself, you never give up hope, because you never know what's going to hit you along the way. And you're in Knock there, and you're on your knees, and you're either praying or you're giving thanksgiving. There's no more greater feeling than in that Basilica at Knock on the Grandparents' Day, when the thousands, thousands of grandparents who've lived their life in faith are just there praying together and offering thanks to God for everything that he's given us in our lives, particularly our life and particularly our old age, because we never thought we'd be useful, but we're not invisible and we are very, very useful. And families, can you imagine families without grandparents? They couldn't exist. And no matter what sort of family there is now, with step-grandparents and single family units and children bringing up children on their own, no matter what family complex challenges you have, you still are the grandparent in that family. And when there's problems, you're needed more than ever, because they need your love. And somebody has to be Jesus in the family. And I always believe that it's grandparents who are Jesus in the family, who can give the hope and the mercy and the love, and who can meet them where they're at and who can walk them home, please God.
You're absolutely right. I can't imagine families without grandparents. They perform an incredibly important function. Catherine, if anybody wants more details about this event, have you got a website they can look at?
Just go to the website and put in Catholic grandparents, and I'm happy to tell you that we'll come up first, because we are first. And your priests and your nuns and your family who've shown you the way, help them, look out for them. This is when you give them hope by anything you can do for an elderly people. And when you smile at them, you'll get the biggest smile back you ever saw in your life.
Very well said. Catherine Wiley, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
David, God bless everybody down in Kerry, and bless every single one of us.
God bless.
This is Foggy Dew by the Clonkeen Youth Choir. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Pauline Maher. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.